Jan Wildberg is lost during an air show rehearsal. The search for Steve Fawcett is solving other mysteries. And what's really in the cargo hold of your airliner? This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, September 10th, 2007. ANN learned late Friday it was Jan Wildberg, who flew a posing solo for the Geico Skytypers, at the controls of a North American SNJ-2 that crashed during a rehearsal and media performance Friday at Naval Air Station Oceana. Wildberg died in the accident. According to his bio on the Skytypers website, Wildberg flew in the Dutch Air Force Operational Squadron 314 in the mid-1950s. He emigrated to the U.S. in 1959 and worked his way through the ranks toward an airline career, beginning as a ground crew worker for British Airways and eventually becoming a flight instructor, chief pilot, and FAA pilot examiner. Wildberg was known to have enjoyed scuba diving and boating, in addition to flying. Dozens of searchers combing the desert in California and western Nevada still haven't found Steve Fawcett, but the search is so intense it has uncovered six other aircraft wrecks dating back to at least the mid-1970s. Civil Air Patrol spokeswoman Major Cynthia Ryan said, quote, "That we're finding so many crash sites is an indication of the search we're doing. We're putting the area under a microscope, so to speak," unquote. She added that the roughly 17,000 square mile search area could include as many as 150 accident sites. As ANN reported Friday, crews are using a variety of methods, from advanced airborne imaging equipment to search crews on horseback to search for the missing adventurer, who disappeared a week ago today during a flight to scout possible locations to attempt a land speed record later this year. Massachusetts Representative Edward J. Markey, a senior member of the House Homeland Security Committee, responded Thursday to a July report from the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. The report identified dangerous security gaps in the handling of commercial cargo carried on passenger planes. The Democrat called the report a scathing indictment. Quote, "The department's own inspector general has confirmed concerns I have repeatedly raised about dangerous cargo security loopholes, including the failure of the Transportation Security Administration to ensure that air carriers are complying with screening requirements and TSA's reliance on paper records rather than physical examinations of cargo," unquote. Among the inspector general's concerns were possible inaccurate reporting of screening by cargo carriers, inadequate TSA oversight, and unclear written policies open to varying interpretations by the TSA's aviation security inspectors. Markey warned he'd closely monitor cargo carrier compliance with coming requirements for 100% screening of cargo to the same standards as passenger bags. Colonel Richard Bachman Jr., who spearheaded a controversial study that suggested astronauts were flying drunk, told Congress Thursday the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is hindering open communications when it dismisses reports of drinking and behavior problems. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin called reports of astronaut drunkenness an urban legend after surveying NASA personnel. But the interviews were not anonymous, which is generally not the ideal way to get interviewees to feel comfortable communicating such sensitive issues to management. Griffin said Thursday several of the health panel's recommendations would be implemented. He also said another survey, this one anonymous, would be conducted to see if the drinking or any other allegations surface. Up next on ANN, ICAS blasts CNN over crash sensationalism. Another airliner cockpit gets hit with a laser. And an LSA is down in California. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply canal tips composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612 847-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 10th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. ANN has obtained a copy of a letter sent last week by John Cudahy, president of the International Council of Air Shows, to CNN, protesting an inaccurate portrayal of the safety of the industry during the September 3rd segment of Out in the Open. Host Rick Sanchez played viewers archival video clips of airshow crashes, interspersing clips as old as 19 years with more recent material, in what Cudahy saw as an attempt to create the impression that airshow spectators are in danger. Cudahy's letter points out that, in particular, a 1988 German crash, which was repeated 8 times during this segment, resulted from a maneuver by the Italian aerobatic team which would not have been allowed at a U.S. airshow under FAA safety regulations. Cudahy pointed out that the truth, quote, is not as exciting, sensationalistic, or dramatic as this fictional portrayal of the danger of air shows, but it is the truth. I am not familiar with the internal review mechanisms used at CNN, but I would suggest that they be employed now to figure out what happened. We have come to expect this kind of gotcha journalism from some of your competitors, but CNN is the gold standard. It should not be participating in this kind of silliness, unquote. Chicago area authorities have been joined by the FBI in a search for the person who shined a laser into the cockpit of Northwest Airlines Flight 352 while it was trying to land at O'Hare International Airport Wednesday night. The Grand Forks Herald quoted an FAA source in reporting that the pilots reported the green or white laser originated from the ground while the DC-9 was a quarter mile out making its approach. The FBI has narrowed the search area to the east side of the airport. There have been 6 such incidents reported just this year. Those convicted face up to 20 years in prison. There were no reports of injuries in this incident, and the aircraft landed safely. A student pilot and his instructor are expected to recover from injuries sustained when their Sport Hornet light sport aircraft went down Tuesday near Santa Paula Airport in California. The pair were attempting to land when the Rotax 912 reportedly lost power about 100 yards from the runway, according to the Ventura County Star. The paper reports the plane came to rest in a riverbed. The men were reportedly freed after an hour and airlifted to Ventura County Medical Center. The Sport Hornet aircraft recently earned ASTM certification in the SLSA category for factory-built light aircraft. The aircraft is manufactured by Higher Class Aviation in Ramona. The Ventura County Star's report identified the instructor as Doug Goodwin and the student as Robert Gaither, but didn't specify whether it's the same Robert Gaither who's president of Higher Class Aviation. China's state-run news agency reports that at least 5 people died when a cargo plane overshot the end of a runway in the eastern Congolese town of Goma on Friday. The Russian-made Antonov 12 was carrying a cargo of palm oil and is said to have crashed into a hulk of hardened lava at the end of the runway, bursting into flames. There were 5 Russian crew members on board, but it's not known if there were also passengers. Small explosions prevented rescue workers from approaching the site for a while after the crash. The plane was operated by Galaxy Kavatsi Airlines. In March 2006, the European Union banned all but one of Congo's 51 carriers from flying in Europe due to frequent accidents. Still ahead, an aviation controversy is settled in Washington State. Iraq's Air Force is stepping up. And snakes on a plane. And birds. And bird parts. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 for Cessna.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing from Monday, September 10, 2007. I'm Paul Plagg. The wreckage of a downed aircraft was discovered Wednesday in the Nile, Washington area, and the body recovered is believed to be that of 53-year-old George E. Trupp, reported missing since May, and official identification was pending autopsy. A hunter located the wreck in a rugged, heavily vegetated area and notified authorities Wednesday morning. Yakima County Search and Rescue recovered the body later that evening, according to the Yakima Herald-Republic. Officials say the plane appears to be the Cessna 177B rented to Trupp back in May. Volunteers from the Washington Air Search and Rescue and the local Civil Air Patrol Squadron conducted a rigorous search after the plane dropped off radar May 22nd near Chinook Pass. At the time, the disappearance was controversial. Trupp had been scheduled to appear in Pierce County Superior Court that week on indecency charges and was expected to plead guilty. He'd already admitted to a 1994 charge of communication with a minor for immoral purposes. Sheriff Department Lieutenant Brian Winter said a burst of bad weather could have arisen unexpectedly and speculated that Trupp was attempting to go to Yakima to avoid it. The Coalition Air Force says Iraq's own Air Force has added unprecedented personnel and aircraft in recent months and undertaken crucial missions. Air Force Brigadier General Bob Allardis told journalists during an online briefing last week, quote, 6 months ago, there was no Air Force Academy for the Iraqi Air Force. There was no technical training school. There was no basic training school for enlisted people. But in the last 6 months, we've graduated and commissioned second lieutenants in their Air Force, unquote. Allardis said that in 1991, Iraq's Air Force was the sixth largest in the world, but Desert Storm and later Operation Iraqi Freedom obliterated it. Quote, the Saddam era just wiped it out. There were no aircraft. The systems and processes that train and build an Air Force, which is very complex, were completely wiped out and the people were scattered. The Iraqi Air Force today has about 1,200 people. They have about 51 aircraft. They're flying 180 sorties a week and their missions are very impressive, unquote. Even with a very small Iraqi fleet in service, the general said he is struck by the pride Iraq's Air Force inspires in its citizens. Quote, when I'm on a Huey, and that Huey flies over people and they see the Iraqi flag, it will send chills down your spine to see how many people get this huge smile on their face and start jumping up and down and waving at the helicopter. And when I asked one of the Iraqi helicopter pilots, is it important for him to fly, he actually got a tear in his eye when he said, it's so important for our people to see our flag flying around the country, unquote. Screeners at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport got a bit of a shock last month when they discovered something unusual in the luggage of a Korean Air passenger. Inside several boxes checked August 15th was a bird, several bird pieces, and about 30 snakes packed in jars and bottles, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. John Allen, who's a spokesperson for the Transportation Security Administration, said all the animals were dead, but precautions were still taken. Quote, we contacted U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and they warned us some of them probably still contained venom, unquote. TSA officials don't know what the man from South Korea intended to do with the carcasses and say he still could be facing a fine. And finally, first-time visitors to Las Vegas are amazed at the lengths to which casinos will go to one-up each other in the quest to attract well-heeled gamblers. Most major casinos will send a corporate jet to bring you to Las Vegas and provide free rooms, meals, and drinks if you're dropping five figures or more while you're there. But now, the Las Vegas Hilton is raising the already high bar for VIP treatment. The hotel's MIG Flight Experience Program will offer VIPs ground school safety training, the chance to learn about aircraft procedures, capabilities, control, and communications, then actually fly in a real Soviet-era L-39. One spokesman says the program, quote, gives new meaning to the term corporate skybox, unquote. And while the L-39 is not technically a MiG, if they offer you a ride, don't tell me you're going to quibble about that detail. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about flying into LaGuardia in a Bonanza and when stalls might surprise you. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.